Hi, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast, where turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. In this podcast, I'll bring you resources, tips, interviews, and lots more to help to grow your business and make it less dependent on you. So I read an awful lot of business books. In fact, as I'm recording this, I'm in a library surrounded by hundreds of maybe thousands of business books. In fact, a side note, my claim to fame, as it were, was I once came third in the speed reading world championships. It's not quite sexy and glamorous as it sounds, but when I was younger, I said, you know what? Everything that I want to achieve in my life has been already been done by somebody else, and books have been written about it. So I felt when I was kind of in my mid-teens that if I could just read more books more quickly, I could get the route, the strategies, the path to success more quickly. So I embarked on a speed reading course, and I'm so obsessive compulsive, I practiced, and then I figured if I was going to do it, you know, how fast is fast? You know, for the first speed reading course I did, I doubled my reading speed with the same level of comprehension in about 3 hours. But whether that was from 300 to 600 words a minute, I don't recall now. But ultimately, I said, how fast is fast? How fast can you get? And then over time, I realized that there was a world championships where they give you unpublished novels and give you tests afterwards to test your speed and comprehension to give you a score. And I studied and trained hard. And the first year I came sixth, and I went back the next year and got the bronze medal. But because of all that, I'm a voracious reader. And so I'm frequently asked, Dan, you know, what's the best business book? Or perhaps on a particular topic, what's the best marketing book? What's the best book on hiring? What's the best book about people and or finance? And so over time, I've amassed quite the catalog, as it will. Now, everybody's perhaps heard of the classics, but I felt it'd be useful on this podcast to come out with some reviews of or brief summaries of books that I think are fantastic, that are underappreciated. So maybe you've heard of some of them, but some of them you definitely won't have heard of because for whatever reason, they are hard to get hold of or they weren't published well. And so they are underappreciated by the masses, but have made a big impact in my business life and may make an impact in yours. So in no particular order, I went through my library and came up with my top 10 favorite books that are not that well known that have had a big impact on my life. And today we're going to talk about what is probably one of the most useful handbooks from a marketing perspective that I've found. In fact, you know, the problem is with marketing is business owners get too tactical. It's always about the latest thing. And then when technology advances in 5 years, those techniques are no longer applicable. I'm interested in principles. What principles that are timeless? And there are some classic books on this, but the one that only came out about 4 or 5 years ago now, but is absolutely a hidden gem, is called Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. And fundamentally, this book says people talk about marketing messages. It's the wrong focus. They say that marketers or the best marketing messages are always stories. So while this book is not about business in the traditional sense, it applies directly because in it, Donald lays out the 7 steps to the way films or stories are written or the way film scripts are written and what make them really compelling. What makes you glued to the screen for that entire 2 hours? And he thinks there are 7 steps, and I think it's directly applicable to you. So the first step is there's a character. So who is the star of the show? And Donald's point in this chapter is that most business owners make the mistake of talking about themselves, right? They make themselves the hero. But your client doesn't give a crap about that. The client, who does the client care about? They care about themselves. So you could be really clear and make your potential client the hero in the story. So what do they want? You've got to get crystal clear on that in the marketing. It's not about you, it's about them. Step 2 is has a problem. So a character has a problem. The story's not compelling if the character, the hero's got a nice life and just carries on forever till they die, the end, right? So the way this shows up in movies is every story needs a villain, right? Every great film has got a villain. There's the arch enemy, right? So the classic example would be Star Wars, right? And Luke Skywalker, they have the evil empire, right? So, and there's a few types of villains. So there's the external villain, right? The evil empire. There's the internal villain, which is the Luke's wrestling with, am I good enough? And there's the philosophical villain or situation, which is good versus e can good victor over evil. What does that look like in your business is the question that Donald poses. Okay. It can build a hell of a marketplace, a hell of a crowd that's attracted to you if you choose the right enemy. Okay. Who are we fighting against to kind of rally the troops to unite the prospects to want to listen to you? So you need a character, and that's them, your client, not you. What is their problem? And then step three is they meet a guide. Meet a guide. So in every classic film, they meet a guide. So in Star Wars, it's Yoda, right? I mean, there's a few people that there's Yoda. So who's the guy that can guide the character, the hero, your prospect, your potential client on this journey of personal transformation? Okay. And it goes into the ways that you stand out as a guide is empathy and authority. Okay. But the guide's job is to the next step is give them a plan. So ultimately, think about this through the lens of your business. If you're listening to this, you've got to be really dialed into it's about the client, not about you. Okay. What are their problems? And then you're trying to position yourself as the guide because you've got the plan. Okay. You've got the plan. You've either got a process which helps them solve their problem, or there's an agreement. You do something for them which solves their problem. Okay. So ultimately, because you've got this plan, the next step is calls them to action. Calls them to action. So your marketing message has got to call people to action. So you align this, you're telling the story, you're showing them the plan, and you're calling them to action. Okay. So is it direct? You're specifically telling them what to do next. It never ceases to amaze me how many business owners have this marketing, but they fail to tell the person listening, this is what you do now. Click this link. Fill in this form, schedule this call. Okay. Or sometimes it can be a transitional thing, you know, a book, a podcast, a Facebook group to get them in an environment, right? But what does that call to action help them to do? Again, clarify the benefit to them. It helps them to avoid failure, i.e., what are the pains that they're going to get by not acting with you, and ultimately ends up in success. Right, it's going to give them the status, etc. And what the person's after. So the argument Donald's making in this book is people buy with stories. Okay, how do you influence them? You take them on this mental journey. So you relate to them as a character with a problem so they can see themselves in the story, and you're positioning yourself, your company, as the guide that gives them the plan, calls them to action that's going to help them avoid failure and ends in success. And really, what that takes is a character transformation or an aspirational identity. You're helping the client become more, have a better life, solve a problem, be better, be more, be greater, realize more of themselves. Maslow would call it self-actualization. And so Building a Story Brand is an exceptional book. He outlines these steps and gives loads of fun examples, carrying along with stories like classic movies like Star Wars, like The Lion King, right? Where you go, yeah, I get that. I see. And you'll remember these movies that you've watched and go, wow, this is amazing. But there's also business examples of how it applies to your business. And at the end of the book, he gets into tactics of, you know, how does this relate to building a better website? Five things that you need to do to significantly overhaul your marketing. And you can do most of these five things in a day's worth of focus, right? Right down to simple one-liners, elevator pitch type stuff. So Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller is a is in my opinion, is not yet a classic. It's not been around long enough, but it will be a classic. It's well worth your time. So if you've not read it, get on over to Amazon, get yourself a copy. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Three things you need to do now. Number one, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 Steps to Improving Your Profits and Cash Flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.